There are only two things that are certain in life, Stephen Crandall. Death and taxes.
That's exactly right.
You've got a fantastic play coming up at West Texas A&M's, is it Happy State Bank Theater?
Happy State Bank Studio Theater.
Studio Theater. Mm-hmm. It is at the Sybil B. Harrington Fine Arts Complex in Canyon, Texas. And folks, it is a new year. We need to start it off with some theater, and this one sounds great. You got a play called Everybody by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins. Tell us about this play.
So this is a new play based on the 15th century morality play. It was a play called Everyman, and it was sort of emerged from the liturgical dramas of the Catholic Church during medieval period. And it was, you know, intending to try to teach people about what they need to do to prepare themselves for death, and also, you know, taking stock of what they're doing in their life and relationships and good deeds and so on and so forth. So this is a new sort of very modern, contemporary, you know, fresh comic, you know, hip kind of retelling of that story of Everyman, and it's called Everybody.
It's sounds straight up morbid.
Yeah.
Stone cold.
It's about death, so, you know.
Stone cold.
Yeah.
Okay, so not only is this, you know, 15th century morality play, I mean, that sounds just, that sounds pretty intense.
Yeah.
I read a review of the original when they played it in New York, and mm-hmm. it said, it's a stark Christian allegory of trudging toward the boneyard that makes John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress look like singing in the rain.
Yeah.
So we're talking like it's based on a real downer.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it is, but Brandon Jacobs Jenkins has taken it and really, he's using a lot of satire. He's setting sort of up situations in which we can laugh at what we can laugh at, but still find the meaning within. And there's some very poignant, you know, moments where, you know, we're following this journey of the character of Everybody as they're trying to understand what's happening. What does life mean? What happens when we die? How do I prepare for something like that?
Feel familiar, folks? Have you ever asked yourself that?
Yeah.
So this play is not often done because it's very complicated. It's one of these meta theater things,
yes.
Which, not to scare people in the audience like mm-hmm. myself, I'm always terrified I'm going to be tapped and talked
right.
to. They're not going to pull you on stage.
Exactly.
That's like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
But it is kind of a very untraditional, you know, poke at the form.
It is. It's very unconventional. I've always sort of viewed it as like a, it's like performance art meets theater because the scenes are independent. They don't necessarily always connect to each other. And each instance of watching this character of Everybody sort of scramble to figure out what to do and how to find the meaning of what's happening to them is very unique. And it's lots of theatrical sort of conventions that are unconventional, really, in modern theater.
And also very, very unconventional is, you know, the fact that you don't know who's going to be the lead. The casting is literally a lottery.
Yeah. So there are five actors in the company who are essentially playing characters called Somebody. And in the play, a lottery takes place and they draw from a lottery wheel the characters that they're going to play. And one of those characters is the character of Everybody. But the other characters are other characters that everybody encounters along the way. And the actors have been challenged because they've had to basically memorize 2/3 of the script every which way, dialogue, you know, multi-person's dialogue, and trying to figure out how to kind of keep it straight in their minds as they once they know what they're going to play.
And now it looks like there are 120 possible cast combinations.
Mathematically.
They have to be ready for any of them.
That's right. And we've had to program a lot of sound cues that are based on that mathematical possibility. So it has proven to be a technical challenge.
Oh, I'm sure. This sounds like it's going to be a triumph for the cast,
yes.
the director, and the tech folks.
Yeah.
Now tell us a little bit about the characters. We know that Everybody is one of the characters. Who are some of the other characters?
Yeah, so there's characters called Friendship, and obviously a representation of a friend, but all friends that someone might have over the course of a lifetime. There's family characters, so there's the character of Cousin and Kinship, and they represent certain facets of familial relations. and then there's a fun character called Stuff, which is a representation of all the material possessions that everybody has acquired over their life. And so these are personifications and offer, you know, the actors a really great, fun challenge to try to bring some heightened life and, you know, bigger, larger than life kind of personalities to these qualities, really, or these concepts.
Sounds like you should chase this one with the play, You Can't Take It With You.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Oh, we try, though, don't we?
Yes.
We try.
Yeah.
Everybody is going to be playing Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays. That's February 6th through the 8th, and the 13th through the 15th at 7:30 p.m., and on Sunday matinees, February 9th and the 16th at 2:30 p.m. at the Happy State Bank Studio Theater at the Sybil B. Harrington Fine Arts Complex on campus at WT. Is this the first time that you've done this performance, this particular play?
Yeah, this has not been done or produced in this area that we know of.
Wow.
So, yeah, first
you guys are always doing firsts
in the Texas Panhandle.
Yeah.
We challenge, I think, our audiences and our students with new material, and, you know, the theater's always changing, so it's good to do that.
What would you say is the cardinal thing that you've seen students and the actors and the players and the tech and the crew learn as a result of this very complicated, orchestrated, improv-heavy? I mean, this has to be just some kind of a masterclass for them.
Yeah, they do. I think everybody has, knock on wood, we have that joke running all the time, but all the persons involved have learned, I think, to be open to possibility, to think on their feet, to collaborate, and to try to find a way to, you know, embrace whatever the performance is, that particular rehearsal or performance. So the possibilities seem endless as in regards to how, you know, what the overall experience is going to be. And that's just been hugely exciting. The students have learned a lot about what theater can do, and that it doesn't always have to be in a traditional form, you know.
So. And one of the best tattoos I've seen in a really long time, somebody posted, was a picture of a Grim Reaper on a cell phone.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It just said, I don't know why they're all so obsessed with me. And I just like, this has to be like just constantly, you know, we live in an age where people are constantly thinking about mortality. Mm-hmm. The world is so much smaller because of social media and interconnectedness. And these are, you know, put on by students that grew up in that age,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
I can imagine this is some heavy material for them because it's also very just elemental.
Yeah, it is. And but yet it has such a now vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's commentary in the play that relates directly to the world as they are experiencing it. And so they've really sort of been drawn to that kind of, you know, exciting and real quality that the play kind of represents, as far as here's the representation of every man in today's form. And it really has been fun for them to tap into that.
Well, I almost feel like you guys are going to have to like do a Beckett play next year or something
that.
It's going to just let it get weirder.
We'll just keep going.
Just let it get weirder.
Down the rabbit hole.
So fabulous. Well, Stephen Crandall, the department head of the Art, Theater, and Dance Department at West Texas A&M University. Thank you so much for being here. And again, everybody, listen up. Everybody is going to be performed on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, the 6th through the 8th and the 13th through the 15th. Evening show at 7:30 p.m. And Sundays, the matinees, just the 9th and the 16th, 2:30 p.m. at Happy State Bank Studio Theater, Sybil B. Harrington Fine Arts Complex. That's on campus at WT on Russell Long. So if folks wanted to find out about tickets, they can go to wtamu.edu/theater.
That's correct.
Awesome. Well, the poster is really great, too. I want everybody to go pick it out. You guys have a really great designer on there.
Yeah, thank you.
It's the Wheel of Fortune.
It is the Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, you never know.
You've got a hands shaking. You've got some barbells. You got a brain. You got a, of course, a very grisly looking skull. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's got this funky little happy font. Everybody.
Yeah, because this is a fun version of that kind of ancient play. Yeah.
Well, I do like to say, hey, we're all racing toward death.
Right.
With
a
big fat smile on my face.
We sure are. Yeah.
Stephen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I will do a post on this so folks, you can get the link to the tickets. All right. Break a leg. Don't
thank
die.
You. Yeah, we'll try.
What do you say? All right. I got some everybody songs for you. Let's do some Don Henley doing some Leonard Cohen. Here's Everybody Knows.